I think it was the way that lowriding was delivered to the Midwest. You know, I think for us in California, lowriding was born there. You know, I mean, you could talk to some people from California and their grandpa or some of the first cruisers out there, you know, rolling in their 38 Chevy, putting sandbags in the back kind of thing. And so it grew up over there. And here, you know, it came in the form of something that Eazy-E was using, or Dr. Dre, you know, and those guys, as you know, were rapping about a lot of violent things or gang stuff. And that's where I think how the image was delivered to the Midwest.